Hello and welcome to the show. I'm recording this on the same day as episode 27. I usually like to record one episode per day, but there were quite a few memories that had to be jogged back into focus by my family, including climbing the steps of Notre Dame and seeing the gargoyles up close and personal. I also forgot to mention seeing where the Cannes Film Festival is, or Cannes Film Festival is held. In Spain, I forgot to mention a park, a cathedral, and an apartment building all designed by someone named Gaudi. They're crazy buildings to look at. You should look at them. I also remember now seeing an old building like Enlightenment era building, maybe even Renaissance era building, with a famous pendulum in the middle of it. Maybe not directly in the middle of the building, but somewhere inside of it. Look it up. Anyway, that's it for tonight's addendums to episode 27. Let's see what happens tomorrow and what ends up making it into this episode, episode 28. Oh, wait, another correction I wanted to make is I jumbled through a thought that when my screensaver pulled up, while I was recording yesterday, and then I commented on feelings of persecution, being a textbook example of a symptom of schizophrenia. That's what I meant to say. And that they used to study schizophrenia by giving normal patients LSD. It basically does mimic schizophrenia, is what I was trying to say. Anyway, so now it's the next day. Welcome to the real part of the show where I check in and I reminisce about another part of Europe, for this episode, at least. I do reminiscing every episode, just so there will be a record of me and my memories for somebody to listen to one day. Anyway, today, I'm doing fine. One day after hearing that I'm in the last stages of my disease. Hard to hear, but I think I've got another 20 years, so it'll be a rough 20 years, starting who knows when, but right now we're fine. So let's live it up. Anyway, today I'm talking about Tivoli Gardens, an amusement park in Denmark, Copenhagen, to be specific. We went there with my family. That's all I remember about Denmark. My sister had a little panic attack. My dad thinks on the teacup ride. I think on a ride that put us in little boats and took us through a creepy, low-ceilinged tunnel. But either way, I remember pulling my muscles on the funhouse steps. And funhouses are not fun, I realize. A comedian could have worded that better, with better timing. But in what world are funhouses fun? You've got the funhouse mirrors, those are okay. But then you've got all sorts of contraptions that are hard to walk through. Like a cylinder that rotates that you're supposed to walk through. Or steps that change in height as you're moving on them. Yeah, like a real funhouse. This was. And I don't remember having much fun walking through it, except for the mirrors again. So, anyway, we're coming up on 5 minutes. I think we're going to leave it at that today. Thank you for listening. Love you. Bye.